Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Carol Velardo, Nevada's tax maven, will explain all the questions on the ballot. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias and Amy Tarkanian. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome to the program Carol Velardo. She is president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to do the questions in reverse order, and we'll see how far we get here. Question three. The Taxpayers Association has come out against this. Give us some of the reasons that people might not understand of why.
Well, I have to preface it by saying I don't know of anybody that's against education or getting more funds for education. But when you're going to do that, you would hope that whatever you put forth works. And question three, does it work as a tax? I've got to believe the people that wrote the language for it have never been in business, never consulted anybody in business. You know, supposedly it was patterned after Texas. So, quick example. In Texas, there's an acknowledgement that Medicaid, Medicare, the CHAPS payments, which are government programs, would be exempt from how you count revenue because they're actually low reimbursements compared to what it costs a business to provide it. We don't have that exemption. Majority transportation companies cross state lines. So you would think that if nothing else, you'd look at Texas law and say, oh, we need an apportionment formula that works. I don't want to get down into the weeds on this one, but what happens is there is nothing in there that accommodates a transportation company, whether it's an airline or a trucking company or a bus company, that does business in multiple states. How do you apportion Nevada's revenue?
Okay, so for example, so you're saying that, you know, if an airline, if you buy an airline ticket and you're flying from Dallas to Las Vegas, what portion of that ticket would go towards the gross revenue?
Yeah. Now, in Texas, they have an exact formula for it. And I keep hearing, well, we patterned this after Texas. In a pig's eye, because that's not the only thing. You have a lack of conformity. You have rates that are very high. And, you know, we were opposed to this and offered suggestions for amendments when this was introduced in the legislature, first time back in 2011. Nobody took a look at anybody's testimony to see what the issues were at that point. And at that point, at least the rate was 0.8%.
Right.
Today we're looking at a 2% rate for businesses in a number of cases that only earn roughly 2%. Businesses that are coming out of was a very severe recession for us in Nevada, and they're hoping that they can survive and make up for eating into all of their reserves. They're not at a 2% profit yet, and this is based on revenue.
And this is one of the reasons why Danny Thompson, the AFL-CIO, pulled out of this. They were in support initially when it was at the lower rate, but once it came up at 2%, Danny has been very strong in denouncing it.
Oh, well, not only Danny, but you have Culinary Union,
right,
which came out against it also. And what they see is, look, a business pays taxes but treats them as an expense. It's not that you have, you know, my rent and utilities here and the taxes over there. It's one big pot and you've got to pay all of it. If a business can absorb the increases in its expenditures, it will. A lot of our businesses can't because they ate through all their reserves to keep their doors open. So what happens? If your competition allows you, you increase prices. So that impacts all of us. If your competition doesn't allow you to increase prices, you've got only three places you can cut. Your capital expenditures, if you were planning on replacing older equipment, expanding your business, or your marketing and promotion. And as you well know, if you cut it to zero, then all of a sudden people don't know you're there.
Right.
And then your third one becomes anything to do with employee compensation. So if employees work 40 hours a week now, they may wind up working 38 hours a week. If the medical costs increase, I'm going to ask you to share more of it. Yeah, I'm not going to take any one of these things and do it. I'm probably going to create a combination. And I think what Danny recognizes is that without capital investment to put people to work and generate income, with the potential for loss of jobs or even hours on jobs, that does nothing to help the economy. You know, and that's what we're still trying to do. We still have relatively high unemployment.
Well, and the inherent unfairness of charging on the gross rather than the profit, because there are a lot of businesses like McDonald's, et cetera, that do it on volume. They don't do it on thick margins. They're making very small amounts of money when you think of these dollar value meals. So that's an area where right away you can see there are going to be problems.
Well, and the other thing is, it's disingenuous to say this applies only to large and very large businesses, which the ads have done. Because take a look at a gas station.
Right.
You know, I have one gas station that I'm a franchisee of. You tell me that gas station earns less than $1 million. Just look at the price of gas.
Right.
And so that's my revenue, you know.
And yet you're making pennies on the gallon.
Gas station traditionally is 2% or under in profit. And here you've got a margin tax that's at 2%.
All right, let's take a break. More with Cara Velardo. She's scaring us all, but rightly so. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I've dedicated my practice to helping small businesses, so I studied question 3 carefully to see how it would affect them. I found out that this huge, deeply flawed tax increase would especially hurt small business owners by forcing them to pay higher taxes even when they have no profits, because it's a tax on revenue. And nothing in the measure guarantees more funds for education. please look into the facts and vote no on 3.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Somebody brought up something interesting when we were doing some tapings yesterday and said, would the rejection of question 3 mean the legislature wouldn't have to move on a business tax, even a broad-based one, because the public would have already rejected a tax?
I don't think that's true. I think what you're rejecting is something that is very flawed, that doesn't work. But how the legislature addresses the need for additional revenue and where the priorities get set is a total unknown at this point. Well, it's an unknown because we have no idea what's going to happen with the two ballot questions that deal with taxes. We have no idea what the economic forum is going to project so that the governor could go in. At the very least, my hope is that we're going to clean up some of our existing tax structure first. And the reason I say that, we've got some impediments in the existing tax structure because it was created and literally hasn't been changed or looked at seriously other than to raise rates. 55, 43.
But don't we do a study every other year?
Forget the studies. We've got 9 studies. That's exactly right. We know what we need to do on the existing tax structure. And I say that with a fair amount of confidence because you look at each tax and you see if it still fits your economy.
Okay, so what are the big ones that you would look at, the tax reset?
Okay, sales tax because of the erosion due to internet sales. Live entertainment tax, which is my I before E except after C tax. It's slightly bizarre.
Right.
And the other one that I would look at, although I don't know that we would be equipped to do anything this session, would be doing something with services and taxing services, because since 1985, with that service census, we were the first state, according to the fiscal agenda for Nevada, one of the studies that we had done, that went to a service-based economy. Over 50%. And yet we don't have a tax structure that reflects it. And I would look to reduce some of the rates on our other taxes. I'm not looking to get it up. I just want to get these straightened out.
And give an overall fairness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do in a phrase of the lightning round here.
Okay.
Question 1, the appellate court.
Mm-hmm.
What does the association think about this?
Actually, the association, the board of directors, voted to support that. And the reason being, it's a time is money kind of thing. You have a number of business cases as well as oddball things that have been addressed by Justice Hardesty, such as whether or not a prisoner likes his meals or his clothes, which are tying up the Supreme Court. And so the board said, no, if we can speed up that system, that's better service for everybody.
And at a relatively reasonable cost.
This time around, I think they've done a very good job in explaining what the cost would be.
On question two, taking mining out of the Constitution, you guys didn't take a stand on that, correct?
No, we didn't. We poll our board. We have to have 60% of our board responding. We've got 38 board members. We have to have 55% that agree on the position. And we couldn't get a consensus.
Let's talk about the Tesla deal and the agreements that they got. Good idea?
I think it's going to prove to be a good idea. At least fingers crossed.
People on the radio, she's got her fingers crossed.
And the reason I say that, it's like when we first started to get the big national conventions that came in. You know, when I moved here in 71, even prior, there was a thing about, well, conventions weren't sure they wanted to come to Las Vegas because the delegates would go to the tables, they would go to shows, they wouldn't attend, you know, the workshops, et cetera, et cetera. And now we're a convention capital. I think Tesla has us growing up within the next generation. Couple that with drones.
Right.
I think sends a very strong message. The other thing, I think the abatements were done so that you don't get them unless you meet the benchmarks.
They've got the clawbacks.
And you've got the clawbacks, which means I get the money back. If I gave it to you and the audit's wrong, you know, shows you didn't do what you said you were going to.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Carol Velardo, thank you so much for filling us in on all the concerns about question three. Uh-huh. And we will see what happens during the election.
And always, thank you for having me.
Oh, my always pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Question 1 creates a new court of appeals in Nevada at almost no cost to taxpayers. While child custody cases take years to resolve, victims of crime wait too long for closure, and businesses are forced to consider states where courts work faster. Our Supreme Court is required to hear prisoner complaints about food choices and clothing options. Our system is clogged and getting worse. Nevadans deserve access to justice, but justice delayed is justice denied. Vote yes on question 1.
When it comes to enforcing the law and keeping families safe, the last thing we can afford is a mistake by an inexperienced lawyer. A lawyer like Adam Laxalt. In Laxalt's performance review, he was called a train wreck. His work, sloppy. Laxalt doesn't even have the basic skill set to be a lawyer. In fact, Laxalt has never tried a single case in Nevada. And now he wants to be our attorney general? Adam Laxalt, dangerously inexperienced.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. We return with Brian Wachter of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Warren Hardy with Hardy Consulting, former state senator. Pleasure to have you both here. So the one initiative we didn't get to that is a big one for, I'm sure, both of you, is the education initiative. Your thoughts, Mr. Hardy?
Is that on this ballot?
I understand, sir.
No, that, you know, that...
I've said this before, you know, that we're paying for our past sins. And I can say this because I was a member of the legislature for a long time. The frustration with the legislature failing to act to deal with our tax policy in this state is what led to that. So now we're suffering the consequences of that. I certainly hope it doesn't pass. It would be catastrophic. I mean, the way it's constructed would be catastrophic for especially small businesses, but all businesses. And so, you know, it's all going to come down to turnout, like everything else is.
Brian?
Well, I think you meant the margin tax. I don't know what the other thing is.
That's what you meant, right?
Commonly known as the margin tax.
But what we're looking at is something that is just deeply flawed. It's poorly written. We don't know how it's going to be implemented. The money gets deposited in the DSA. It doesn't have to be spent there. There are no rules for that. And I disagree a little bit with the former senator. The legislature has passed taxes. They've proven they can do that. They did it in 2003. They did it in 8, 9, 11, 13. We've passed taxes, I think, in every session that I can remember. This is a bad tax. I mean, when you have as many groups, coalitions, individual people against it versus a group that's for it that I think has two members, it's not so much we're not looking at taxes. It's this is a very bad tax. It's going to have catastrophic results on businesses, companies, and every person in Nevada is going to be affected. This is going to raise prices on consumer goods. It's going to raise utility rates. It's going to raise the cost of health care. Everyone in Nevada is going to feel the pinch if question three passes.
And the big question is, you know, what happens at the next session if this does go down? If does the legislature, led by the governor, then come up with additional funding for education?
Well, or what happens if it passes? I mean, I think that's going to be an equally compelling issue at the legislature because the legislature is going to be scrambling to save jobs. I mean, the good news is this is finally starting to get some notice. There's finally chatter. I'm finally getting calls on it. People are saying, hey, what about this tax? You know, people are starting to pay attention, and the polls are showing that out, that it's pretty close, but there's still a large number of undecided. So, yeah, the legislature's going to have a big job to do either way. Brian's right. We have done taxes. I participated in those tax discussions, but never in a holistic from a holistic perspective to try to fund education properly, to try to fund the proper responsibilities of government properly. We've always sort of done it on the fly on an ad hoc basis at the end of session when all the political pressure's on. That's not a way to do tax policy.
A final word?
I think what we have is taxes that need to be fixed. We're not very efficient in Nevada when it comes to the taxes that we already do levy. We've built in loopholes, massive abatements, exemptions, credits. So the taxes that we have aren't producing what they could, and they certainly don't reflect the economy that we have.
Right, is the association in favor of getting rid of those abatements?
We've testified, I think, every time there was a hearing last session on abatements and credits and exemptions. Our first thought is let's get rid of them. But if it can be proven, if we have some sort of economic consensus that they might be good and it's less a gamble and more of an investment, like we saw with Tesla, then we should go. We didn't have that same data on film tax credits. We had a hope and we saw anecdotal evidence that this is what could happen. Other states were getting rid of it. Maybe not the best thing for Nevada to do. But there are ways that we can make the system more efficient. And I'm not sure how the legislature goes into the session after question three fails and says, we need a brand new tax on business. And the voters will have just said no.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective. Let me ask you, because this is the first time I've had a chance to be here in Southern Nevada and talk to Southern Nevadans about what's going on in terms of public opinion. I know that politicians were united in the Tesla deal. What's the general public, your friends, the people you have dinner with, sit around, have tea with?
I'm not sure the general public understood it that well. I think this was one of the best special sessions I've ever participated or been involved with. I really think the legislature took their time to do it right. I think they asked good questions. I think they understood. I think it was a little bit of a foregone conclusion going in, but the legislature really took the time to understand it. I think as that trickles out and more people talk, the general public, from my perspective, wholeheartedly supportive of it. It just because of the hype. And I also think because it was the initiative of a very popular governor who people trust. And so I think that's the reaction. Now, people don't understand it. We don't completely understand it yet, but I think we trust the governor.
Right.
I think that's true. I think we do have folks, especially with the unemployment rate we're at now, the underemployment rate that we're at, anything is seen. Jobs that are coming in, especially well-paying jobs, are good. But I think there is kind of a double-edged sword with this. As we start doing more of these abatements, whether it's Apple or Tesla or some other companies, it's a very fine line. If those investments don't come through, I think the public gets really upset really quickly.
But I think the legislature did as good a job as they can possibly do taking that into account.
I agree.
These things don't trigger if they don't perform. The other thing I am hearing, though, is where's Southern Nevada's project?
Well, I think that the big takeaway for me on that was that Roger Norman, and TRI is one of our big sponsors, poured millions of dollars into infrastructure at that park. So when Tesla was ready to come, they were ready for them. And I think that's the word to Southern Nevada Business Park, says you need the infrastructure to be able to get going immediately on projects.
I think that's absolutely part of the answer to the question.
All right.
Be ready.
I got an answer. This is great. I usually just ask the questions. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
It's Operation Elimination at Carson Dodge Ram. Our mission? To eliminate every remaining 2014 Ram truck with the best offers of the year. And just announced an additional $1,000 bonus cash through the end of the month, making these 2014 Hemi Express Quad Cab 4x4s only $28.5. And save up to $9,000 off MSRP on select Ram 2500 or 3500 Crew Cab 4x4s. It's Operation Elimination at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. See CarsonDodge.com.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact News 4 if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just
$21.95. We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, Amy Tarkanian sticks around and gives us the Republican point of view on this election cycle. We'll see you on the next broadcast.